We will not say that, okay, this is the doomsday and there is no tomorrow. Of course tomorrow there will be another prophet, because prophets are like rain. Why he sends the prophet? Why should he? We believe that he's kind, because this is kindness to us. Who are you to limit his kindness to a couple of thousand years ago? How could one do that? Suddenly God quit to be kind? Look at all the religious people, no matter what religion, they believe their prophet is the last one. Is there a last? What is the last thing? Life is going on, and we don't know what the end is. Why something should be stopped? Because we are Jews, we are Christians, we are Muslims, and like that. And all of them are talking about prophets, right? This is the serious stuff. He said, listen, in this serious stuff, be one of those who will accept the idea or some shape of this prophecy which is not here yet. This is looking forward to something. Why should we always look backward? Do you drive like this? You should look forward. Look at all the files are backward looking. Why? Because you could talk a lot about the past. You could change a lot about it. You make up stories and things like that. For the future? Future needs the effort, and we'll see. It's not written in the stone. This was the first king. This is the story of the first king. But it doesn't end there. We need to look deeper in this jealousy stuff. The first thing was, this jealousy is killing you. Actually, you are killing yourself with this jealousy because you are dogmatic. You think that you are right and the opposite is wrong. It's not like that. You should understand that looking from the future to us, we are all ignorant cavemen. Something like that. Is there something wrong with that? Don't you like your children to be better than you? As simple as that, understand it. The future should be better. Why everybody is talking about the doomsday? Because of the second story. The side effect of this idea is becoming self-centered. Because at the end of the day, you will put your ego on pedestal and you expect everyone to love that and appreciate you. And if somebody doesn't appreciate you, have you ever seen someone who doesn't appreciate you? Have you thought that? Who am I to be appreciated? Honestly. Because I believe if we are honest and we look at ourselves honestly, we will see a lot of shortcomings. This I'm quoting from Shamsi Tabriz. He says, there was once this party, and we decided to concentrate and go deep down in ourselves and go beyond this normal existence. Meditated. Someone said, oh, I went so deep, I passed the limit of the earth and the cow which is handling this earth. Remember, there is a cow standing up on a fish which will carry the earth this one or that, each year it will tilt it to the other one and all that. The other one said, oh, I passed the limit of the skies, I am beyond the nebulas. But as deep as I look in myself, I don't see anything but my shortcomings. this is Shams al-Tabriz. Because honestly, if you look inside, you should see a lot of shortcomings. But it's not like that. The shortcoming is, you want to blame me for my shortcomings? Of course it's not mine. First of all, I don't have it. If you prove it, that's because of the nurture, nature, geographic situation, climate, it's raining today, or political situation, or whatever, excuses. So, listen, you look like a king who made something idol and forced it to everyone. And he stopped over there, remember? He said, listen, when I'm talking about this idol and stuff like that, there are a lot of idols. Every shop you go, there are these statues, they're selling it to you. You know where the factory is? Ego. That ego is the mother of all idols. Because idols are like serpents. The ego is the dragon. Idol is a bowl of black water, filthy one. Guess what? Ego is the source of this, is the fountain of this. Because it starts with this ego, with this me, this big me. And the irony is, you will start a fire to burn all the people who do not appreciate you. Guess what? That fire will not kill anyone. Not only doesn't kill them, it will help them. It will kill you. When? How? When you question the fire. First, he didn't question the fire. He believed in the fire, right? Then suddenly, there was, and a lot of people, they went in the fire and burned, right? That's a rule. But we're not talking about that. The exception was a lady. What was exceptional about that lady?
The baby.
Future. She gave birth to next generation, and the future told her that, hey, mommy, come in. Remember? Because whoever, let's say you want to fight with someone. Today, you look very angry to me, okay? You're angry with someone. You want to fight that someone. What do you do? How many you try to ruin his future? Right? You want to harm the fellow to ruin the future. That's how the king will take the baby, will drop it over there to hurt the lady. Because that's the worst thing to do, right? To ruin your outcome, your future, your fruit. But the same thing. Magical stuff, the fruit started to talk. The baby started to talk. Mommy, this fire looks like fire. This fire we talked about, remember the pain we were talking about? Pain looks like fire to the fellow who avoids the pain. When you like it and you jump in it, suddenly you realize, that the gain is the pain. It's not that no pain, no gain. They're one. Look at all these sport people. They exhaust themselves to what? There's a good feeling with it. That exhaustion brings that goodness. Remember the climber to the mountain? The exhaustion is a part of it. Trying is a part of it. Life is a challenge. It's not supposed to be easy. It's supposed to be what? You. Life is supposed to be what? That word in the corner. Beautiful. With beautiful, you will get rid of all the logical explanation And you will understand that there is a feeling over there. Passion is there. You're passionate towards beauty. You don't know why. Do you? Why when you're looking at the red sky and when the sun is going down suddenly, something moves. It's that, the feeling. Let's go back to it. Another king, he came down. First paragraph, description of this king, which was that this king is outcome of the next one, of the last one. So first paragraph is relating it that, okay, well, the subject I was talking about has this side effect. Next paragraph, he talked about the idol of yourself is the mother of the idols. And killing the idol is simple. But if you love the idol, you will break it. If you could break your ego yourself. That's what the problem is. And you cannot do it. Could you? Could you break yourself? No, you cannot. Because you're you. The one you want to break is as strong as you are. Therefore, you need some external help. That's what we're talking about. Lay your hand on the one, and Ahmed, O brother, escape from Bujahl of the body. Later we'll talk about it a lot. Rumi will explain what's the relationship between Muhammad and Bujahl. Bujahl is a guy, is a bad guy, okay? That negative one. Anti-hero. His name is the father of ignorance. It's made up. The amazing thing, before Muhammad comes, his name was the father of Hikmat. Like this Hakim. But he was transformed. Why? Later you will see. Because he didn't want to understand. He wanted to prove Muhammad wrong only. So he was not coming to Muhammad to understand something. He was coming to Muhammad to prove him wrong. Anyhow, he goes to the next paragraph. Again, the story of the baby. And the story of the baby turned out to be one of those miracle stuffs. A word apparently non-existent, essentially existent, and the other word, because there are two kind of word. I know one word which will collapse every single moment. That's the word that you make in your mind. The imaginary one. But this one, this real one, is always here. You're busy in that imaginary one because you're tricking yourself. You know the power of this self, right? Come out of it and see the power of God. Then you will see what it is. And this invitation is not made for you. This invitation is for everyone. The child will call everyone. Come in, don't fear this. And this is a baby. This baby will intrigue all people to jump in the fire. Not because somebody is pushing them. Why? Because there is some attraction, something is pulling them. That's the love. Love will attract, will pull. You don't need to be pushed to jump in. It will suck you in. Without custodian, without being dragged for love of the friend, because from him the switching of everything comes. Because at the end, we want to say a group of people, they jumped in the fire, they became the Abraham. Who should I give the credit to? Oh, this is the attraction of the friend. I don't give. I am not here to give any credit to anyone, because all the credit belongs to the beloved. All the shortcomings